The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So imagine that you're standing in front of a large, solid, ungiving iron door, gate. And you wonder what's on the other side. And so, lo and behold, at some point, this big door, gate, rolls off to the side, and you can step through. And you find yourself standing there on this wide ledge, high up in the mountains. And you have this spectacular view that goes on and on and on forever, of mountains receding in the distance, and beyond the mountains, oceans and skies galore in all directions, and soaring birds and flying by in the distance. And it's just spectacular and awesome, and just so the magnitude and the size of what you're seeing. And it's a wonder, it's a miracle, it's a phenomenal. And your mind maybe even is so amazed by this, it just becomes quiet and still. And then you think, well, that's nice, but I have my issues and my concerns, and I have to take care of things and get on with life, and and you know, important things to do, and I'm an important person, and I'm an important person because I'm so unimportant. You know, all kinds of complicated, this whole thing. So you decide to take a good look. And so you say, well, so you turn around to take a look. What's behind you? Because you want to walk through that door, right? So you turn around. What did I leave behind me? And there's this another infinite vista of this mountains and hills and skies and clouds and forests and birds and animals and waterfalls and rivers. And it's just like, wow. All directions. So we sit always, the eyes are the door, the ears are the door, the nose is a door, the mouth is a door, the tactile sense of the body is a door. And those doors open sometimes, and they can perceive and see. And what we see when we look out the eyes, whether you're in a dirty alley or if you're in up and high in the Sierras looking out, it's really a wonder, it's a marvel, it's amazing that we have the capacity to see, that what we see and the colors and the lack of colors and the stuff of the world, and that anything should exist is just like, wow, why does any of this exist? And here in our urban world, I mean, wow, how much do we take for granted every day in this urban world of ours that is just part of our environment? We don't even think about it, we take it so for granted. That if you just go back a couple of centuries or even a couple of decades nowadays, but imagine 1,000 years or 10,000 years, and any one of the little things that we take for granted, I mean, what a marvel it would have been for the people at that time. I mean, your cars, tires, the shoes you have, the soles of your feet, the glasses you have on, the clothes you have, it goes on and on and on. I mean, most of the stuff we have is, it comes out of years and years of human innovation, development, growth, and understanding. Our life is dependent on things that were not available just centuries ago and 10,000 years ago. Just like, so those people would have been stunned, amazed. And all these people talking into this little box, you know, that they put up next to their ear, and they're talking to people on the other side of the world. Wow. Who needs the psychics anymore? You know, it's easier now. You just call someone. And so it's amazing. As amazing as looking out into the vast panorama of mountains and rivers and oceans in the distance is the panorama of when we look inside, look in the other direction. I often, when I meditate, I think it's actually vaster and larger. It has no limits, it has no boundaries. The physical world kind of has boundaries, you know, but that inner landscape is just endless and boundless. It's a wonder, it's an amazement that all this inner world and the skies and the space and the functioning that goes on in there and the mind and the capacities for attention and concentration and love and compassion and creativity and beauty and the beauty that's in there is just phenomenal. And if you're only looking in one direction, you could think that the perceiver, the one who's perceiving, is special. But if you turn around, there's no perceiver. It's just this endless stuff. And if you turn around quickly to catch the perceiver, you get the view the other direction. I mean, if you really, all you get is that, all there really is that amazing view. So this idea, this teaching in Buddhism of not-self, which is a profound teaching in Buddhism, is not really contingent, or say it differently, the alternative to that, you know, self and selfing and self-identity and me, myself, and mine, and what's in it for me. One alternative, if you don't have that, is just amazing wonder, just amazement. And then you wonder, well, who is it that's going, wow? Answering that question is not that interesting. If you get an answer to that question, it's kind of like a distraction from the wow. Because to even have that question, who is it that's saying wow? I mean, even to have that ability to look upon that question and go, wow. That question just is part of this amazing landscape, that this should arise in this amazing world, this question of what is this? Who am I? Wow. Don't look for the answer. Just be, wow. Wow. My mind has those thoughts, that ability. Wow. Wow. What a world we live in. What a mind. Wow. What percentage of your suffering would not exist if you just wow, this is amazing. Don't people realize? You go down main El Camino Boulevard here in Redwood City and see people are rushing around and on their phones and on their things. And sometimes, you know, like, wow. It's just amazing how disconnected they are from wow. Wow. We're in this universe where people don't understand the wow. Isn't that amazing? How did that happen? And then you want to tell them about the wow. Amazing. And they look at you like you're crazy. Because there's important things to do and important people to be and important sufferings to have. You know. I don't want to belittle suffering, but I suspect that if a fair percentage of a lot of suffering wouldn't exist if people really had the view, the vista of inside and outside. It's amazing. It's just like, oh, you know, any of this is here. And that in the middle of any of this, we should be conscious and aware. And can we even say, we are aware, I'm aware? Does that make sense? It's just endless vista, it's endless view, it's endless. And to say I in the middle of it, it's kind of like not needed. It's kind of just, I don't know, just... kind of, it's too easy to lose touch with a wow as soon as you bring in I. But you do anyway, we do anyway, I, and wow, I. There's I-ing happening. Wow, isn't that amazing? How can that happen? Amazing. Somehow evolution came up with this, you know, identification thing that goes on and selfing, and wow. It must be there for a reason. Cause and conditions. I didn't create the I. I'm not responsible for this selfing. Somehow that came along with this amazing, it's part of the landscape, it's part of the vista. It's wow. Wow. So, so it's amazing. Or it's not. If that's what's happening to you today. If what's happening to you is that this is the last thing that you wanted to hear about, because it's certainly not amazing. It's a complete drag. And there are serious issues to be addressed and to face and to deal with. And well, then I'll just apologize for looking up on you and in amazement. It's amazing. Hopefully you'll accept my apology. And now, as part of this amazement,